This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're heading even closer into the weekend. If you're listening live with us on Genesis Communications Network, GCN, and archives available through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and the new SoundCloud, available in your phones and your apps and your whatever, your Slaps apps. I don't know. What do we say, Captain Morgan? We got Freshman Friday. I'm getting confused with all the new terminology.
Were you trying to say Slaps and you said Slaps?
Oh, no, apps. Rhymes with slaps. And it's like you slap your phone and the app activates, right? Isn't that how it works?
I don't guess they taught you about that at Woodstock, did they?
No, not the Woodstock thing again. Maybe it's tap your app, not slap your app. Okay, I'm still new to this stuff, learning from my own kids a little bit here.
You know, there's some ageism going on here. I'm feeling this is like some hate speech. I'm offended.
Uh-oh. I think you guys are picking up on the millennial rhetoric now if you're going to go all PC on me.
I'm going to go sit in my safe space. You guys carry on.
Oh, poor Super Dons. They got to go to the safe space. I'm just feeling for you, my buddy. Now, is it because you're not getting enough sleep with the grandbabies rolling all over you, or what's happening?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You posted a thing where a dog woke you up, or dogs that woke
you
up.
No, it was a very funny video of what it's like to have a dog,
yeah. And
how they have a tendency to wake you up a little faster than what you normally would be accustomed to. So they're bouncing all over and, you know, jumping on your head and licking your nose and all that stuff. It's kind of funny.
We have a cat that does that.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. I love how Rob always chimes in about his cat. I think he's a wannabe dog owner. Maybe we should get him.
I have a fish.
what are you talking about?
Kind of the same.
I don't hide my love for cats. It's like, it doesn't mean I don't love dogs too.
Maybe the dog is just too much responsibility for you.
Oh, it definitely is. You got to walk them. You got to wash them. They don't clean themselves. You gotta pay. I mean, come on, really.
Kind of like kids.
Like, I have enough time for that.
Right, because you're so busy with your book, Shameless Promo Book.
That is a good point.
Listen, the snail relocation takes quite a long time.
You're right. You can't move those snails too fast or they get some form of PTSD.
Is that what the new book is about snail relocation? Because I've been really interested in that.
No, it's not about that. It's about silver. It's all about silver. and funny enough, before the show today, I just reached the fine-tooth comb refining, if you will, reviewing of the chapter on women's health. Look out, Captain Morgan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Or look out, Super Don, because he brings these strange stories about female body parts that sometimes we can't cover on the air.
No, no.
Yeah, you see? Captain Morgan keeps us safe while Super Don pushes the... I don't know.
I'm sorry, Captain. I'm currently occupying the safe space. You'll have to wait until I'm done.
All right, I'll meet you in the yoga room under the Zen sun plant or something.
Right. I'll bring my yoga pants that I don't have. All right, Captain, did we cover most of the stuff on the thyroid? Did you have any follow-up on that from the Freshman Friday Open today?
Well, I had one more question, because this has come up a lot living here in the southern half of the U.S. A lot of people that I know that are overweight and trying to exercise, or if they have joint issues because of weight issues, they go swimming, right? Because that's the easiest thing on the rest of your body.
Right.
But then you were talking about how chlorine and those chemicals can be toxic to the thyroid gland, which is often what causes obesity issues to begin with. So is that kind of a vicious cycle, or am I stretching here?
Well, it's true, and it was more true in the past. The good news is a lot of pool systems have modulated the way they use these chemical chlorines to keep them clean, right? Even the salt pools that use an electrolytic process to split the sodium and chloride atoms or ions, they are not as harsh in terms of chemical chlorine additions. And there are other pools that utilize copper, even silver ionization. So we see a trend that's pretty positive, but you need to check with whatever pool you're swimming in to find out if it's going to be more detrimental to the thyroid gland due to chlorine, you know, the ions just being released as you're breathing them in. So it is a consideration. I will not say it's not, but I don't want people not to exercise either if that's the only way they can get exercise.
Well, then let's talk a little bit about how to continue to detox the body here. I know Dr. Detox covers this all the time, but what part does your lymphatic system play in the whole process? And, you know, I know that cancer of the lymph nodes is a thing and a growing issue. So how can we be using our lymphatic system to help us, and how can we maybe be taking care of it in the process?
Yeah, first things first, I don't think it's cancer of the lymph nodes, even though they're saying it is. I think it's cancer in the lymph nodes, which is different. I'll explain that in a moment. But some have, I don't know who's got in there to measure this, but some have said you've got your lymphatic vessels throughout your body can circle the earth 3 times. I don't have independent verification of that, but yeah, I know. There's so much more to the lymphatic system. What, Super Don, who was the guy we interviewed a while back, a certified lymphologist? This guy is really good. His dad was like one of the tops in this field. Do you remember? I know, I'm not challenging you.
The certified lymphologist that we, I don't
we,
know.
Yeah, it was a really cool interview. Anyway, if I can remember, I apologize. Like I said, when we're on the air like this, a lot of times I can't reach back that far, but maybe we can do a search on it. But there's so much to, in fact, only recently did scientists, right, the official scientists discover that in the brain and nervous system, there's lymphatic channels that follow the nerve channels that they never even identified until recently. So what is the lymphatic system? It's the drainage canal of the body. It's a critical part of how things move in and out of the cells and how we can detoxify as well. So when we're not moving, and again, if you're not walking or jogging lightly or doing a rebounder, you can actually bounce in a pool similar to a rebounder and you can get lymphatic movement. But so many of our problems are because of stasis, if you will, lymphatic stasis. There's no movement happening. Without movement, there's no life. And so we see in cancer cases, the body is trying to drain the cancer, move it on out, and it gets lodged and stuck in the lymph nodes. And then they say, oh, the lymph node is cancerous, as opposed to it's desperately trying to move cancer on through and out. And so they remove the lymph nodes, and they make it even harder for your body to work, and then you end up with edema or swelling because you can't drain the imbalance of the water system. The drainage canal of the body is corrupted by removing these nodes.
That's interesting. I have not heard that before. But what can we be doing? Okay, so you mentioned like a rebounder, right? I love my rebounder, but just walking, that's enough to stimulate it?
Yeah, walking is enough. I mean, just a good brisk walk is going to be fantastic for moving the lymph. That is really something. That's, I think, one of the biggest reasons in Superdon. You know, we've covered these stories all ever since we've been on the air. Is it healthier to sit? Is it healthier to stand? Which one's going to kill you? And I think the idea is movement, right? You sit, you can stand, you can crouch, you can jump. But it's stasis. It's non-movement. Even standing still, standing could be problematic. So it's movement that we want.
So are you saying that Pokemon Go was actually a step in the right direction for the app market, getting people on the move? I feel like that's what you're endorsing right now.
Now you that was tricky. That was really tricky. That was really tricky. I would never have gone there, but now you cornered me. And I will say, of the apps, if that's an app that actually gets you kids, you millennials, to walk, hopefully not in traffic, then okay, yes, you could argue that Pokemon Go is a little healthier of an app than some of the others.
Damn.
Fair enough.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, look, and it is. It doesn't matter what kind of exercise you're getting or why you're doing it. Even if you get tricked into doing exercise because it's a game, I think that's a good thing. You just don't want to do it while you're driving or walk off a cliff or, you know, some of these horror stories that we've heard.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Well, I think the trick is to be okay with being that guy who gets up and walks around at work or takes their lunch break outside or suggests a walking meeting. And you might be the first to do it, but you're going to be feeling better and more productive because of it. And then hopefully you can make it okay and more comfortable for other people to be a little bit more active wherever you are.
I tell you, our buddy Liam has been talking about, you know, being close to things you can walk to or ride a bike to. And since I've been able to do that, it really does change your outlook. And we were always rushing from place to place using internal combustion engines to go long distances. It's so nice to be able to walk, honestly. It's weird at first if you haven't done it in a long time. And I know nobody walks in L.A. I heard the song. But the idea here is that life will slow down. And you know, the Doc of Detox talks about this. We have to rush, everybody. Get the kids out. Run. And it's like, it only causes stress for everybody and doesn't really kind of, how would you say, teach a positive, powerful lesson about being in the present moment. We're always looking to the next moment.
Well, we always know that layering on all that anxiety is just going to cause more health issues down the line anyways. But before we go, speaking of apps, I want to remind everybody that we are active on Twitter and Facebook and newly active on Instagram. And we also have an awesome mailing list where you can get newsletters with super cool updates, like things about Robert's snail book that's coming out
soon.
It's
not a snail book. It's a silver book. Why do you, Super Don, let's see what you started.
How did I start it? You're the one that's doing the snail relocation.
Yeah, but you planted that seed in her head. Now she thinks I'm doing a book on snail relocation. I'm not.
Oh, so it had nothing to do with you reporting snails on the show all the time, right? Wasn't you? It was me.
Super Don's got, you got a lot of influence here. You got your she looks up to you. She's a millennial. Your grandpa. Come on, you gotta know your words have meaning.
All right.
Okay, guys. Great Freshman Friday Part 2. Thank you, Captain Morgan, for keeping it all going and doing such wonderful outreach. We love you. We appreciate you. And when we come back, Super Don and I are going to carry it on forward into the weekend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to the captain for joining us for a couple of segments today. I always enjoy the Freshman Friday things, and you should hear the, what did we call them, insults, or I don't know what she's throwing at us off the air about our age. Still, what is it about
Yeah, she's giving us some crap about our age, which she's mistaken. She doesn't quite, you know, what is it about, you know, people like, oh, well, you know, tell me how World War II was.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's like, wow.
What was it like when everything was in black and white?
But you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, part of getting older is kind of being able to look back and remember what it was like when you were younger and your perception of how old people were.
But,
and it was just like, oh, wow, you're old. You know, now that I'm that age, it's kind of like, oh, geez.
You know, we use the term whippersnapper, right?
Yes.
And she tricked me. Captain tricked me into supporting Pokemon Go app. I never would do that. And I was tricked.
Yeah. Oh, well, we can still keep up.
Well, we can. We love hearing from you out there, wherever you are, listening live or on what we used to say, Memorex. just so we're into the ageism stuff. I might as well keep it rolling, right?
Yes.
John Rappaport just writes extensively, and he's been at it for so long. He's a good friend. And we publish him here at robertscottbell.com so you can check it out. His latest this week was Selling Perception of Terror Attacks and Everything Else on the Mind Control Superhighway and Immortal You. And John takes it deep, man. He likes to put perspective on, you know, what's happening out there, how are you being programmed, and it really fits in with, like, what the Doc of Detox is doing as well, and I think we have thematically pretty consistent presentation and discussions here. But somebody, I don't know, Winter wrote in on this, and I'm not sure I understand the context. Maybe, Super Don, you can help me, because we've talked about, like, addiction stuff and, I don't know, overcoming those kinds of things. But she did like or the article. I assume it's a she, Winter with a Y, W-Y-N-T-R-E-R.
Yeah, no, hard to tell.
She was referring to the article we just referenced. Awesome article. And she said, I'd love to see you incorporate the propaganda of the disempowering, not in the Bible, serenity prayer.
Okay.
What's the message in it, she asked. God grant me the serenity at the time I realize I can't change a damn thing. I'm quoting now, a damn thing. And then accept that I can't change a damn thing and the wisdom to know I can't change a damn thing. So there's no use in trying. But grant me a little bit of courage to try and change those things I am given permission to change. I don't know. It's a little bit testy, but not. I guess not a fan of the serenity prayer.
Well, okay. So the serenity prayer... The way that it actually goes is, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's how it goes.
Pretty basic, but it's not, I guess if you're really hardcore, if it's not in the Bible, it's not real, that technically isn't in the Bible, I guess that in that way, is that maybe her problem?
I'm not sure, actually. And listen, I understand that the impression I got in here was maybe some frustration with the way that things are in the world, you know, specifically in reference to John's article about the scams and the programming, the corruption and everything that's going on, that perhaps it may seem at times that there just literally is nothing you can do. But the actual spirit of the meaning in the serenity prayer is to be able to accept the things that you cannot change. Because guess what? There are things in this world that you ought to be angry about, you should be concerned about, but that doesn't mean that you literally have the power to change things on a big, grand scale. What you do have the ability to change are the things on a smaller scale that pertain to you yourself personally, in your own world, in your own bubble, in your own environment. And sometimes people can get lost. I mean, they can get just overwhelmed by all of these things that are going on and feeling that they have this sense of powerlessness.
Yeah. Super, but I remember that as a teenager where I just was, you know, I don't know if empathic is the right word, but really I'd look at suffering and it would hurt me, right? I'd feel it. I was like, I want to change the world. I want to save the, you know, those kinds of concepts when you're a teenager, the idealism. And I'm very idealistic, but I think the wisdom of being on the planet long enough is you realize just what that surrender your prayer says. I can't change those things.
Sure.
Certain things. And so it doesn't mean they don't hurt, they don't upset me, things like that. But then there's a point where I can let them go and realize, okay, I can't change that. These are paths for people that, you know, insist on going down them. And all we can do is be a conduit to help them out if they're ready.
Yeah. And people will drive themselves crazy and drive themselves into just, you know, near insanity by trying to change things they do not have the ability to change.
Right.
And losing sight of the things that they do have the power over, which is their own behavior, their own belief systems, their own perceptions.
And something we don't have power over is the commercial break, which comes up
right now.
We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. but how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super D, I forgot to mention, today I think is the first full day of autumn or fall in the northern hemisphere, right?
Yeah, yesterday was the first day.
Which means down under, we have listeners down in New Zealand, Australia, and South America. It's the first day of spring for them.
Spring. Isn't that so weird?
It is. It is. It's strange.
I've always heard that the toilets flush the opposite direction, too.
What do you mean, upside down?
No, instead of going clockwise, they go counterclockwise.
Oh, counterclockwise, right? No, yeah. I don't recall that. I think it's an ongoing debate. No, no, I've heard it, but yeah.
All right.
Reverse swirlies, as they call them. I met a couple from Argentina the other day, and I think I mentioned that yesterday. I said, you know what? It's springtime back home. She's like, yeah, I know. But I was like, but at least you're in a warm place in the winter. Yeah, we do like it here. So they had immigrated from South America, interestingly enough. So, the change of seasons, we're not noticing much here. How about you? It's still sweltering 90s with 120% humidity.
Well, you know, I'm in Arkansas right at the moment.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you're further. You're almost in.
And I will say that it seems not quite as warm or humid.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's just because the seasons are starting to change, or it's just further north, or I don't know what it is, but it is kind of a nice break.
Okay. Well, good. Cause, as we head into the winter season, our friends up north, particularly Canada and, Minnesota, Wisconsin and New York and New England, they're going to be going, gee, how do I get out of here? How do I go south?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. that was you?
That was me. Did I do my Simpsons impression very well?
Dude, that was so perfect. I thought you were playing an MP3 of it.
No, that was me. That was me.
Super nice. I have all these talents I didn't know. Particularly going up that high on the so-called vocal food chain.
Yes.
Speaking of food chain, we want to talk food, eating. Hope everybody's going to eat well this weekend. This is something that, I don't know what we can do for our friends in Great Britain listening on UK Health Radio. I don't know if there's any hope for British cuisine. But if so, call me. And if you didn't like what I just said, send me a nasty mail through robertscottbell.com. We want to hear from our listeners over across the pond in Great Britain. We love you. Eating, does it matter? Kind of like Captain Morgan, she asked some great basic questions with Freshman Friday. Sometimes the scientists answer those questions. And apparently they're so obvious, at least to us. Maybe they're obvious to you. They can only be called today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Better Diet, No Diabetes. I don't know if that's an LLC or what, but it should be. it's a classic Moment of Duh here on the Robert Scott Bell Show related to food. People who improve their diets reduce their diabetes risk. Who paid for this, Super Don? Where did this money come from? I want it back.
Oh, but you know what? They went really deep and intense on this study because they not only did they figure that out, they also figured out that if you have a worsening diet,
yes,
it increases your risk of diabetes.
They did that all in one study?
All in one study.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. You know, we always like to look to see where these studies come from, right?
Yeah, of course.
Unless I'm reading this incorrectly, it would look like it was not just one school, not just two schools, but three schools, including a couple of schools in Harvard.
Right.
It took three entities working together to figure out that if you eat healthier, your risk of diabetes goes down. If you eat worse, your risk of diabetes goes up.
What's the question? How many Harvard graduates does it take to screw in a light bulb? I mean, at this point, really, you need three different schools coming together to figure this thing out and publish it. When, quote from the article says, we provide evidence that improving diet quality in adulthood is associated with type 2 diabetes prevention while worsening diet. You said it, Superdon. You weren't exaggerating. You weren't oversimplifying. While worsening diet quality is associated with increased risk for diabetes. Was anybody under a different impression here? This is why it costs $70,000 a year to go to Harvard.
That's right.
Like this.
That's right. And you know, the thing is these scientists, if you just said that to them, they would just jump all over you. Oh, you know, you have no proof. Can you cite the studies? They have to do these studies so that they can state the obvious and have their proof.
Well,
you know,
it's good for us because we get moments of duh from time to time. From
and I told you so's, right?
I told you so's as well.
That's right.
A healthier diet. What does it include? Vegetables.
fruits.
Can you back that up with
whole grains?
Can you cite the study, please?
No,
cite the study for that.
Legumes, yes. Less alcohol consumption, right? Wow, stay away from sugar sweetened beverages, right? Dude, this is earth shattering. Wow, I think now we can now populate other planets with this kind of information.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. You listen. Eating well, we want you to do that. Clean up your diet. Grow your own food if you can. Go as organic as you can. Go as local as you can. And when you need to supplement, if you know you need to, and of course most of us do, read Unlock the Power to Heal. And you can learn how to reverse type 2 diabetes with the addition of a simple, humble trace mineral. Not hexavalent chromium, not chromium picolinate, not chromium polynicotinate, not chromium chloride, but a 100% whole food form of GTF chromium. And so that's written about in the book. It's a difference maker. And that doesn't mean you can just eat all the Twinkies you want and take chromium. But if you occasionally, like we get into the Halloween season, the Thanksgiving season, you overindulge on the sweets and the treats, yes, I would say give a little bit of that extra boost by taking that 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium at those points in times. There, I said it.
Now, okay.
Can we leave the healthy diet alone now, or is there
No, we need more scientific proof that a healthy diet is good for you.
Really?
Do we
have it?
Yeah. Well, how about we go to Finland this time?
Wow.
And this is a study that was published in the European Journal of Nutrition. And guess what they figured out? Kids. This is about kids.
You're not even going to let me guess?
Guess. Well, okay. I'll give you a hint. It's about kids.
They figured out that kids who consume too much alcohol. No, I don't know. What do they figure out?
Kids who eat healthy are smarter.
Wait a second. But I thought it's smarter kids eat healthy. And that they're already smart. It has nothing to do with diet, right?
Well, when they're kids, they have to rely on smart parents. But, yeah, indeed, they did find, basically just to sum it up, kids who eat a healthy diet or have higher and stronger cognitive abilities.
These are dumbfounding to me.
reading, writing, and comprehension skills in children were improved with a healthy diet.
How long ago was it identified? And of course, these were peer-reviewed publications as well, and their observational studies. They showed the rate of, for lack of a better way to say, misbehavior. I mean, violence, right, in schools would drop, and grades would go up when they brought cleaner foods into the lunch room there. Organic, in fact. I think Robbins, the guy from Diet for New America, might have referenced this all those years ago as well, that this is not new information. And if you're dealing with kids, and perhaps, I mean, maybe we're being a bit too flippant here for our new listeners. If you've just discovered the Robert Scott Bell Show, what we're all about, you know, it's about putting good things in your body and getting the garbage out. But if you simply feed your children cleaner food, even if you won't do it for yourself, do it for them, you'll find dramatic improvements, not only, as they say here, in test scores and in cognitive ability, but functioning, tendencies towards, I don't know, having fun and enjoying life versus being angry and violent and hypoglycemic, etc. Moment of duh times two today, for sure. That's got to be all the food stuff we can talk about in one day, though, right?
Well, let's do one more.
Really?
Let's do one more here. Okay. We have got yet another study that was published in Molecular Psychiatry.
Okay.
That is suggesting that stress can counteract the effects of a healthful diet.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, have you ever...
This one's a little less of a moment of duh because some people still, you know, they don't understand how stress can affect the body.
But have you ever eaten while under duress and stress? And if so, how do you have a memory of how you felt, you know, digesting that meal?
Yeah. Or sometimes you can even get a loss of appetite, period,
yeah.
Right?
True. But I do have very distinct memories of the times where I was under a lot of stress, and I thought, well, I need to eat, and I ate while under that stress, and man, my digestion was just whacked out.
And, oh, sure.
And the food was fine. It wasn't like, I went off on a Twinkie binge. No, it was like it was my normal food, but when I was under stress, the cells were not receptive to the good stuff I was giving them. That's such an important distinction
And what they point out in this particular study was they showed that the markers for inflammation mm-hmm. go up with stress. And so what you saw was that the body was not making use of the nutrients and actually could take a healthy meal. And because of the inflammation, it would have negative effects that were similar to eating a meal that wasn't as healthy.
Yeah. You know, I look in here, too, in this article. I think this is out of the New York Times. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscabell.com. They said among women who had low levels of stress, markers of inflammation tended to be higher after eating the meal. They go back to the propaganda. Look, after eating a meal containing high levels of saturated fat than after the low saturated fat meal. I'm disputing some of these findings here, because how do we know it's not women who are stressed out because they ate saturated fat and they were told the lie that saturated fat is bad for them? And that raised inflammation markers. I got to ask the question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Study designed,
I think, the inflammation still takes place, though.
Okay.
I think the way that they conducted the study, they gave a high saturated fat, low saturated fat. But I think whether it didn't matter what you're eating, I believe that the stress levels, the inflammation from stress, is very real, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it is. It is. It absolutely is. And, of course, if you're eating to excess, even good quality food, that puts your cells in stress as well. But don't start a meal in stress. Find a way to calm, breathe deep, hold hands, say a prayer, whatever you got to do. Get in that happy space to receive the nourishment that you would like to have happen for your body. All right? There's your tip of the day. A good food segment, trifecta. Good job, Super Don, finding these stories. When we come back, we've got updates on some upcoming events. Also, what not to have your child bring to school for show and tell. This is going to be rather interesting. And you better warn your daughter about your grandkids when they're old enough. They shouldn't do this, even in Arkansas. All right, we'll be right back to wrap it up.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to the Doc of Detox. Also, shout out to our good friend Ian Clark from Activation Products and the Ease Magnesium. We want you to give a go, spray it on, and you will see tremendous benefits as Superdon has. We all do. And you get RSB15 for 15% off. Also, our friends at Cannavest, CV Sciences, they have at pluscbdoil.com. Links are all up in the show notes. You can also get 15% off on their CBD. And the code RSB15. Upcoming events in the show notes, including live broadcast this Sunday. I forgot about that, Super Don. 2 days from now, if you're listening live, I'll be back at Vitality Bistro having a raw organic brunch. They have these really amazing pancakes that I'm going to have from there. So if you're in the neighborhood, go to vitalitybistro.com. Check it out. I'll be there answering questions. And I guess it's two live remotes in a row, because Monday the Vax Bus is coming to Love Whole Foods in Ormond Beach, Florida. I've heard rumor that we might be seeing Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News and even Dr. Joseph Mercola. So come down and see us. We'll be there all afternoon and into the evening at the Vax Bus in Ormond Beach. Then we've got other events coming up, including the Wellness Expo in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. No snickering. That will be the 20th of October.
I wouldn't have even thought about that.
No, that was one of our listeners that laughs every time I say, I'm doing a women's wellness expo. Where's it? Beaver Falls. I don't know why that's funny still. And the Heart of Light event at the end of the month in October, 28th through 30th, and that's up in Gainesville, Georgia. Now, grand finale. Don't take your grandkids to school if they got something like this in their pocket, or don't let them go to school with something like this in their pocket. An 8-year-old boy named Brylan, Oklahoma City, went to school, got in trouble because he brought a dead squirrel in his backpack. A dead squirrel, right? And lest you think any, you know, bad thoughts about, oh, he killed the squirrel. No, he found the squirrel. And he brought it for good purposes, evidently. I don't know if, was he going to do this at school or was he saving it to bring it back home later for what he said
he wanted? He was saving it to bring it back home. And this is one of those things, you know, as a dad,
yeah,
you always, you know, crack jokes, make your kids laugh, you know, just to be a goofball and sure, stuff like that. And apparently this kid's dad had cracked jokes about, hey, I hope we have squirrel dumplings for dinner tonight. And this 8-year-old boy took his dad literally. So he's at school and comes across a dead squirrel and tosses it in his backpack because he was hoping that maybe he'd fulfill his father's wish.
Oh my God.
To be able to have squirrel dumplings that night.
That's crazy. That's great, though. What a nice little kid. Did he get in big trouble or did they laugh it off at school?
No, they gave him a free pass on that one just because he's, you know, he's 8 years old, didn't know any better. But, you know, I guess be careful. You know, I guess it's a good thing he didn't, you know, say, hey, boy, I'm so hungry tonight, I could eat a horse.
Right. Yeah. What would he have brought home? Or Easter bunny nuggets, right? You know, what's he doing with a dead bunny? Come on. Right. Be careful, parents, what you say around your 8-year olds. They take things very literally.
Yes.
And, you know, that is a good point. You know, when Captain Morgan, you know, accuses us of being old. She doesn't know what we've been through, how we perceive and see life, right? Any more than we remember often how our 8-year-olds see life, at how literal they take it. Like, they can come back from school and say something happened, you'll be outraged, and you'll call the teacher or the school, and you're like, no, that's not what happened at all. We did, you know, we showed them how to wash the tables, right? And like, then they come home every day, and they're like, I learned to wash the tables today. They're just hooked on one thing, and I don't know. Point is, different ages, you have a different perception of the world, and if you think you're going to have squirrel nuggets for dinner, your 8-year-old might, just because you're making jokes about it. Did you ever do that
kids,
on purpose?
Kids do the darndest things, right?
They do. But, you know, did you ever do that on purpose, though? Kind of really? I like playing games with the kid, like when my son was younger, and, you know, they have their friends over, their cousins over, and you kind of make them look at you squirrely-eyed. It's like, is he serious? What are you saying? I got a kick out of that. Maybe that's, I don't know, I don't think that's abuse, is it?
No, I think you're okay.
just being silly like I am. I'm a cartoon character in real life, that's all.
We gotta do that when you're dead.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta make it silly. Make it silly, folks, and create a silly weekend, if you like. Whatever you're gonna do, eat well. Hug a squirrel. Don't have squirrel nuggets for dinner. And who knows what else. I hope to see you at Vitality Bistro this Sunday, as well as the Vax Bus in Ormond Beach on Monday. That's the 26th of September. Then we have the Homeoprophylaxis event. Ty Bollinger will be there as well in St. Pete, Florida. That's the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Before we do the big Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, we're still awaiting word on the official how-to. Stream it live wherever you are. So stay tuned. Sign up for email alerts right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.